Okay, today we're going to learn Chagiga Daf Tes Vav Amud Beis. We are still in the middle of the stories of Acher. So now the Gemara tells us Ki Nach Nafshei Da Acher, when Acher, formerly Elisha ben Avuya, who went into the Pardes in Shemayim, and he turned bad because of it, and he overheard that he's never going to be able to do tshuva. So when Acher died, Amri, they set up in Shemayim, Lo Meidan Lidaine, we can't punish him, we can't judge him for Gehenim, V'lo La'alma Da'asi Lesei, nor could we bring him into Olam Abba, into Kan Eden. Lo Meidan Lidaine Mishum Da'asak Ba'araisa, we can't really send him to Gehenim because he learned Torah, which is what an amazing statement, that look what this guy did afterwards, but still, the fact that he learned Torah is such a protection for him. V'lo La'alma Da'asi, but we can't put him in Olam Haba because he was a Machal Shabbos. He was doing terrible things. According to what we learned at the end of the Shir last time, he killed the child. Amar Meir, Amar said, Mutav de Lidaine, better that you should punish him in Gehenim, and that way at least he'll get a kapara for his sins, Vilesi the Almadasi, and that will allow him to go into Olam Haba afterwards. Masay Amos Vala Ashen Mikivro, when will I die, and I'll ask from HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he should judge him, and then fire came out from his from his kever to show that he was in Gehenim. Ki Nach Nafshid Rameir, when Rameir died, and he davened for Acher, so the tefillah was listened to, Salah Kutra Mikivre, and smoke came out of the kever da acher of acher. Amar Rabbi Yochanan Gavurta L'Mikle Rabbe, what is that? A strength that Rameir had that he's able to burn his Rebbe in Gehenim by make smoke come out of his kever? Chad Hava Beinana, there was one Chacham that was amongst us in the Beis Medrash who went out who did terrible things. V'lomat Tzimin La'atzulei, and we're not able to save him from Gehenim with our Zechuyos. Inakte Biyad, if I grab acher in my hands and bring him all my ba, man mir mi leman, who's going to take him from me? Amar, masay amos va'achabe ashen mikivro. So Rabbi Yochanan says, I can't wait, when I die, I'm going to make that smoke go away from his kever. Ki nach nafshei Rabbi Yochanan, when Rabbi Yochanan died, his tefillah was listened to, pasach kutra mikivre. The smoke stopped from Acher's kever, da'acher. Pasach alei, so Rahu Sabdana, someone was said a eulogy for Rabbi Yochanan, and said, afilu shomra pesach lom ad lefanecha rabbeinu. Rabbi Yochanan, you're so great, that even the guard of Gehenim was unable to stand in your way, and you're the one that was able to get Acher out of Gehenim. So main point number two, I think we're up to over here in Tes Vav and Beis, Rabbi Meir managed to get Acher into Gehenim so he can get a kapara, and Rabbi Yochanan got Acher out of Gehenim. Bito shel Acher, Asil kamei de Rabbi. Acher's daughter was very poor and came to Rebbe, who was in charge of the tzedakah accounts. Amrlei, she said to him, Rebbe, parnaseini, Rebbe, give me parnasa. Amrlei said, Bas miat, whose daughter are you? Amrlo, Bito shel Acher, ani, I'm the daughter of Acher. Amrlei said, Adayin yesh mizaru ba'olam. Acher still has children alive in this world. Vaksiv, lo nin lo, velo nechad ba'amo ve'in sarid bimagurav. I thought that there's going to be nothing left of Acher. Amrlo, zuchor l'toros of altis garmaisav. She said, please, try to remember his Torah instead of remembering all the terrible things that he did. Miyad yarda eish v'sichcha v'safsalu shal Rameir. Right away, fire came down from heaven and singed the bench that Rameir was shal Rebbe, the bench that Rameir was on, to let him know that min hashamayim that he should remember his Torah. Bachava Amar Rebbe. Rebbe says, Umal lemisganin ba kach. If those who denigrate the Torah, still a Kadosh Baruch Hu is gonna defend their kavod because they were so because they learned Torah, lemishtabchin ba alachas kama v'kama. For those who actually are positive in their Torah learning and praise the Torah, all the more so that Hashem is gonna give them the kavod that they deserve. Rabbi Meir, hechi gamar Torah mipumi de'acher. Here's the big question: how is Rabbi Meir allowed to learn Torah from the likes of Acher? After all, Rabbi Baruch Hanan says in Rabbi Yochanan, what does the pasuk mean when it says ki sifsei koin yishmu das v'soru yivakshu mipiu ki malach Hashem tzvakos hu? What does that pasuk mean? It means as follows: im doma harav v'malach Hashem tzvakos, if you view your Rebbe as an angel of God, yivakshu Torah mipiu, you should try to learn Torah from him. Vim lav, but if he's not a malach Hashem, then al yevakshu Torah mipihu, then you should not seek Torah from him. So you're not allowed to learn Torah from a Rasha. How's Rav Meir allowed to learn from Acher? Amrei Shlagish, Rav Meir kra ashkach v'darish. Rav Meir found a different pasuk to darshan that taught him that he was allowed to learn from him. Hat oznecho shma divrei chachamim v'libcha tashas l'dayti, that it says pay attention and your heart will turn to my das. L'dat tamlo nemar, it doesn't say to pay attention to the das of the chachamim. No, learn Torah from the chachamim. Chachamim, Ela Da'ati, so that you get the Das of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rabbi Chanina Amar Me'achar, Rabbi Chanina said, no, the Rabbi Meir Darshan, that he was allowed to learn from Acher, from this Pasuk, Shimi Vasu Ri'i V'Hati Azneich V'Shichi Ameich U'Beis Avich. So he understood that this Pasuk was that you're supposed to pay attention, to bend your ear, and listen about the bad deeds of the Malamed, Shichi Ameich, that you should forget about. So you should listen to the good things and forget about the bad things. But isn't this a contradiction in Pesukim? Because we had a pasuk that says that only if your Rebbe is like a Malach Hashem, you should learn from him. And Gemara lo kasha, habegadol habekatan. If the Talmud is a gadol and knows how to be careful to avoid the bad things, he's allowed to learn from a Rasha. If the Talmud is not a gadol, then he's not allowed to learn from the Rasha. Main point number three, your Rebbe has to be like a Malach Hashem Tzvakos, unless the Talmud is a gadol. Then the Rebbe doesn't have to be like a Malach Hashem Tzvakos. Okay, that's main point number three. Ki as Rav Dimi Amar, Amri b'Marav. When Rav Dimi came, he said, you know, they're saying in Eretz Yisrael, Rav Meir achol tachla, Rav Meir ate the outside of the date, which is the part that could be eaten, v'shada shichla, and he threw away the seed, levra, outside, he threw out the seed of the date, meaning to say, Rav Meir knew how to take the fruit of Torah that Acher was giving him, and to take the good part and leave aside all the bad stuff. Darash Rava, Maiduch Siv, Algina Segos, Yiranti, Liros, Ibe, Hanachal. What does the pasuk mean when it says, this, Lama Nimshul Tamilicham Egos? Why are Tamilicham compared to an Egos? An Egos is a type of nut. Lama Lacha, to tell you, Ma Egos Zafal Pishamu Luchlich Betitu Betsoa, Ein Masha Betochu Nimas, just like an Egos, even though it gets very dirty and it gets full of mud, still the fruit inside doesn't get disgusting because the shell protects it. Af Tamil Chacham, Afal Pisha Sarach, Ein Tarasa Nimasa. So to Tamil Chacham, even though he does some bad things, his Torah is not going to become disgusting. His Torah is not going to be destroyed. So main point number four, a Talmud Chacham is like a nut that has a shell. In that, his Torah won't be destroyed no matter what's going on the outside. Ashkeche, Rabbi Bar Shila Eliyahu. Rabbi Bar Shila once ran into Eliyahu Hanavi. Amar Leih, and he said to him, Maika Avid, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what's Hashem doing? Amar Leih, Eliyahu Hanavi said, Ka Amar Shmaita, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying, Divrei Torah, Mipumayu, Dekul Rabbanon, in the names of all the Rabbanon, Umipumit Rab Meir Lo Kamar, but he's not mentioning any of Rab Meir's Torah. Amar Leih, Rabbi Bar Shila said, Amai, why Rab Meir? Why is he picking on Rab Meir, not saying Rab Meir's Torah? Yishim Dekul Gamar Shmaita, Mipumit Da'achir, because Rab Meir learned Torah from a Rasha like Acher. Amai. So he said, but why is that considered so terrible? Rameir Rimon Matsutoko Toko Achal Klipas Ozarak. Rameir was like eating a pomegranate where he ate the inside, the delicious part, and he threw away the shell that's inedible. He threw away the bad stuff. Amalei, so Leo says, Hashta, now that you explained what Rameir was doing, Ka'amar Meir Bini Omer. Now I hear Hashem is quoting Rameir, and Hashem is actually saying over Rameir's Torah. Bizman Shadam Itztair, when a person is struggling, Shechina Maloshna Meres, what does the Shechina say? Kalni Miroshai, I'm heavy in my head. Kalni Mizroi, my arms are heavy on me, that I created such a person, he's going to die in his sins. Im Kacha Kodesh Baruch Hu Mitztair Al Domen Shel Rishayim. So think about that. If Hashem stresses over the blood of the wicked people, that they're going to be Chayiv Misa, Kal V'chomer Al Domen Shel Tzadikim Shenishbach. Can you imagine how stressful it is for Hashem to have the blood of tzaddikim be spilled? Hashem would really be upset about the blood of tzaddikim being spilled. Ashkechei Shmuel Rav Yehuda Detali Bivra Dedasha. Shmuel saw Rav Yehuda standing and leaning on the doorpost. V'kabachi, and he was crying. Amalei Shinna, he says, the you sharp one, you one, you're the person who knows everything. My kabachis, what are you crying about? Amalei Mi Zutra Mai Dechsibu Rabbanon. Is it not a big deal to you what it says about the Rabbanon, the Talmidim that go off the Derech? Ayei Sofer, Ayei Shokel, Ayei Sofer Asamigdalim, which means Ayei Sofer Shoy Sofem Kolosu Yishabatora. Where are these people who used to be able to count all the letters in the Torah? Ayei Shokel, where are these wise people, Shoy Shokum Kalim V'chamur in Shabbat Torah, who would weigh out the more severe Yisurim and the less severe Yisurim in the Torah? Ayei Sofer HaMigdalim, where are these Chacham Shoy Yishon and Shalosh Meos Halachos B'Migdal Parech Ba'avir, who knew how to say 300 different halachos about a tower that stands by the opening of a house and opens up into the airspace of the Chatzar, and whether that's Tamei Ba'oel or not? It's some arcane halacha in Hilchus Taharos, in Olos, and there used to be people that would be able to say 300 different halachos about Migdal HaPareach Ba'avir. Where are all those people? V'amar Abiyami Tasmea Bayibau, that's 300 shailas that were asked by Doeg V'Achitofel B'Migdal HaPareach Ba'avir, by Doeg and Achitofel, who were great Talmidei Chachamim, all about just that sugya of Migdal HaPareach Ba'avir. Utsnanim, we lived in the Mishnah Shloshim Lachim Arba Adyotos, Einlim Chelik Olam Abba. And even though Doeg and Achitofel were so great and they knew how to ask these 300 questions about this arcane halacha, still the Mishnah tells us there were only 3 kings and 4 non-kings who don't have a chelik in Olam Abba, and Anan Matahave Alan, and amongst those are Doeg and Achitofel. So us, what's going to be with us if these great Talmidei Chachamim don't even get Olam Abba? Armalei Shmuel said, Shinna, don't be upset about that. Tina Haisablibam, they don't get Olam Abba, not because they were great Talmidei Chachamim. The reason they don't get Olam Abba is because they became Abikars and they did terrible things in their lifetime. That's why they're not getting Olam Abba. You're fine though. So the Gemara says, Acher Mai, why did Acher get to this point? Why didn't his Torah protect him when he was up in Shemayim? So Zemri Ivani Lo Pasuk Mipume. So the Gemara explains, because he used to sing Greek music. Amru alav al Acher, they said about Acher, b'shal she ya'omid b'beis ha-medrash, harbi sifri minu noshu mechiko. When he'd get it from the beis ha-medrash, a lot of svarim of the apikorsim would come out of his lap, meaning he would read a lot of literature that was really not appropriate type of literature, that had ideas that were against the Torah, even when he was a big Talmud Chacham, and that's why his Torah didn't protect him. Shal nimos ha-gardi es Rav Meir, nimos ha-gardi es Rav Meir. All the wool that goes into the pot where they color the wool, Salik comes out with properly colored. Amalei, meaning the wool the Talmidim will learn Torah, does it help for them that they shouldn't sin? Amalei Rameir says, Kol mandav naki agavime Salik. Whoever was pure because of it at the time that he was that it was shorn, meaning using the mashal of wool for Talmidei Chachamim, so long as he was pure at the beginning, just like a wool that's shorn, that's pure from the mother, so then he'll absorb the color just fine. Called the law of Naki Agavime, but if the wool was already impure, there were already problems with the wool, then you're right, lo salik, then he's not going to come out fine, then he's actually going to have problems. Rabbi Akiva Allah B'Shalom. So actually, before we get to Rabbi Akiva, main point number 5, Doeg and Achitofel went off the derech because they had emuna problems. They had ideas of apikorsis, and if an acher wasn't protected by his Torah because he sang Greek songs and he read books of apikorsis, and that was considered a very terrible thing to do. Okay, maybe next time we'll pick up with the story of Rabbi Akiva going into the Pardes and coming out B'Shalom. So B'Shalom will pick up the Rabbi Akiva next time.